Go.
This is Joe Black from the band Girls Like Cigarettes. This is Combustible You, the best breakup song ever on Insomni Radio, Baltimore.
Woo!
Did you think I was blind, that I can't see the fresh young thing that's coming and taking over for me? I hope that both of you die a death of pain, all in vain. I hope you're sucked into the propeller of a plane. It's coming down to this, my love.
Girls Like Cigarettes on Insomni Radio Baltimore, but you know what? It's a mini Insomni Radio Baltimore. Don and I actually, you know, we decided to get back into podcasting, you know, the week before. We each take a week's vacation. So we had some tracks laying around, and the one you just heard was one, Girls Like Cigarettes.
Itty bitty.
Wanted to get that in there. They're going to be, they're a band that splits their time between New York and Baltimore. And you got another itty bitty for me.
Itty bitty.
they're going to be back in town on July 25th, which is while I'm on vacation, playing at the Rams Head Live down in Baltimore. So if you get a chance, go out and check them out. One of the other things we found in the hiatus that never made the air was this next little short interview we did with the Thrives, band out of Lancaster, PA, or Harrisburg. Harrisburg.
Itty bitty.
I think that's covered. In the interview, but going to hear an interview with them briefly, and then a song by them, and then hopefully we'll be back in the near future, within 6 months, with the next full length Insomni Radio Baltimore. But wanted to get some kind of regularity back to the release of the show.
Put a little X-lax into the show, Tim.
So here's a little interview we did with the Thrives. I think it dates back to last summer. So somehow it never made it into a show, and here it is. So enjoy, and we'll be back with an episode before too long.
Bye!
Got to get that in, don't you?
I love it.
That was, who, you know who likes that? Mark Ultra.
Yes.
From OFM. So
Mark Ultra is good.
Mark Ultra is God.
Okay.
You gave it one extra O.
You know, I stutter.
Okay. It thrives on Insomni Radio Baltimore.
Hey, this is Tim.
This is Don.
And we're standing outside the lovely Waterfront Hotel, established in 1771.
Wow.
Yeah.
We've been here that long?
No.
Oh, you mean the hotel's been
the
here?
The hotel.
Oh.
In fact, the Waterfront Hotel, you may know from Homicide, Life on the Streets. Many of the bar scenes were filmed right in this here hotel.
What do you know?
Did you know
How about that?
That?
Is it a hotel? Can we get a room?
Yeah.
No.
We
no?
could get a... No.
Well, you could.
I'm sure you could, but...
You can sleep in my car.
Maybe a corner?
Right.
Car's fine. You're parked right outside?
We're up that way. In a garage.
All right.
So there's hourly rates.
Just follow the homeless people. There's plenty of warm grates.
Do we have to climb scaffolding?
It's all part of it.
It's part of the experience.
All right. That's
welcome
Baltimore.
To Baltimore.
That's Baltimore.
And anyway, we are joined tonight by Kemper.
That's right.
And
Kevin.
Kevin. From the Thrives, from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Kevin, the new drummer in the band.
Right. How long you been with the band there, Kevin?
Well, I don't know how far back you want to go. I've done some sit-ins with him a couple times, but I guess officially a month.
Fantastic.
Officially well, August. August 1st.
Well, okay, well, 11 days. 11 days.
Urine. Speaking of which, I got to go to the bathroom.
Anyway, we're here tonight with the Thrives from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. What brings you guys down here tonight?
We were glad to trade a show with OFM. We got them up to our happy town of Harrisburg.
Harrisburg, PA, the land of cover bands.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But
we're trying to work against that. We're trying to work against that, and that scene is changing, absolutely. There are more people coming out for original acts.
Nice.
Yeah, the Thrives actually have an EP out now called All Rockets, the All Rockets EP. We've played a couple tracks in the past from on Insomnia Radio Baltimore, and we're going to play another one. We'll talk about that here in a second. But what do you guys got going on right now? What other dates you got coming up, or what do you got going on?
We've got a couple local dates going on. We're playing the Chameleon the end of September, a big festival of Harrisburg bands playing Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It's pretty good. A bunch of friend of ours will be getting together, playing a full day of rock and roll. Pretty excited about that. We got a show on the 17th at Appalachian Brewing Company, and we start actually hosting an open mic for original rock and some covers and things like that for full bands or acoustic every third Thursday from now, from August till December.
Great. So indie rock is making a comeback in Harrisburg.
Absolutely.
And with Harrisburg in mind, there's the Millennium Music Conference. 10 years it's been going on. You're telling me
that's
earlier.
Right.
And it's something that's just huge. I mean, I know this is kind of like on the spot, but anything that you know, like, what is that all about?
John Harris does a good deal. He books some local bands locally in the area. Always booking shows for like the Martini Brothers. He always gets in other bands like that, and we really enjoy like taking part in some of those shows. But the Millennium Music Conference brings in people from national. All over the country, they come in, they play their show, they get to meet, network, you know, drop all their merchandise, and we just get to hang out with them. That's really our part. I mean, just getting to hang out. You know,
little known fact: John Harris is the founder of Harrisburg. It was named after John.
Yeah, right.
John is like three, four years
that goes,
old.
Those go back. That goes back to his family. Yeah, absolutely. Back in the 1700s. He's pretty happy to have that name.
Right, and when John was in town, he stayed at the Waterfront Hotel. Well, his family did.
That may be true. I didn't pick up that little detail.
So Harrisburg has a happy music scene. It's a place where people got to come and check out some original music and then check out some national acts on top of the indie band.
You know, if you're in the area, you know, you're within an hour, it's definitely worth it. You know, you look up Harrisburg, even on MySpace, you know, do a little search on MySpace with Harrisburg. And you're definitely going to find a band any Friday, any Saturday, Thursday, even Thursday nights. There's going to be something happening.
Oh, somebody must have just got shot. Watch out.
Helicopters just flew by.
We average one murder a day in the
Harrisburg is the state capital of Pennsylvania, if I
absolutely
know my geography.
Absolutely.
Not far from Three Mile Island.
We're going to get you guys up there.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to come up and visit.
We will.
Sounds good.
We will. So what are we going to hear tonight?
You're going to hear a set of about 7 songs.
No, we already heard that. I mean, what are we going to play right now? Come on, Kemper.
Well, what are you going to play right now? Maybe Fall Right Down?
That
maybe
is it.
Excellent. play Fall Right Down. That's the first track off our EP. It's a happening rockin' song.
How can people go about getting that EP?
They can contact us through either MySpace / The Thrives or The Thrives at Yahoo. They can send us an email.
Okay.
We'd be happy to oblige.
Well, hey, I want to be thank you for coming down to Baltimore tonight. Is this your first time playing in Baltimore?
Yep, that's correct.
Well, it was great. You know, like I said, we had this date circled for about 3 months. We found out you guys were going to be down here. So
you're good men. Good men.
So thanks a lot. And here we got The Thrives with Fall Right Down on Insomnia Radio.
In love. in love again, in love, and fall right down. In love again, in love, and fall right down.
The Insomnia Radio Podcast. Kill your FM.